All right, let's do a radio show, guys. Who's ready? I'm ready.
Today on my Fix It Up Life,
we're inside the Wellborn Cabinet Kingdom at Design Construction Week in Las Vegas.
We make a big splash with artist, designer, and host of HGTV's Color Splash, David Bronstad.
And rising design star Courtney Rogers kicks in a color pop to talk project and her design passion.
Rick Coggins from Kitchen and Bath Industry Caving joins us to give us the inside scoop.
From cabinets to color to the art of baking beauty, it's time to live well.
Right now on my Fix It Up Life.
My Fix It Up Life.
And you're inside my Fix It Up Life. We're at the Wellborn Cabinets booth inside Design Construction Week. We're talking cope and stick. We're talking cabinets, kitchens, bathrooms. I'm freaking out and geeking out right in front of like a lot of people.
But
so I'm going to take a breath.
You know, I think that's kind of normal for you, though. Like, you are freaking out and geeking out on a day-to-day. I'm with you all the time.
I'm a 1.5 as opposed to a 1 right now.
1.5?
1.5 freaking and geeking.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I'm excited because we have someone sitting next to us right now who knows, like, all of the cool trends in the kitchen and bath industry. Report was just released yesterday from the NKBA. And you have all of the knowledge.
All the good news.
You've got all of it in there.
The crystal ball. What's going to happen next year?
So what is going to happen?
I
want to know. Like, drum roll. Like, what is going to happen in our immediate future?
Well, every year the Kitchen and Bath Association surveys its members, asks them what they're doing now, but more importantly, what they see as a coming trends. And they're surveyed in coming trends in bathrooms, in finishes, in countertops, in surfaces, and appliances. Colors, style trends, and we culminate all this. We got a great response this year, and so we culminated it all into the report that's being released here during the show. So the first thing that I'll suggest is that the industry sees a move towards the contemporary design. Certainly design is regional. Maybe not all regionals will shift as quickly, but the direction seems to be everywhere a move towards the contemporary architecture and very clean, stark lines in kitchens.
Wow.
Beautiful.
I like it.
We're seeing that in our tramps and travails around the kitchen and bath industry show because we are seeing lots of those clean lines, lots of talk about mid-century modern and that kind of almost more urban style coming out of design.
It's a lot of fun. And it kind of backs into the next largest trend in terms of design that we see, and that's a trend to universal design. Now, these are designs that are accessible to everybody. Maybe in the past we thought of these as maybe ADA-type designs, grab bars, things like that. But as these different items get introduced into the marketplace, other demographics look at it and go, hey, well, that really makes sense. For instance, raising a dishwasher up off of the floor by several inches. Yes, it was done originally as an accessible idea, but everybody likes not having to bend down so far. And so these things are working their way into regular design, snailed shell-type showers that have no curbs. You're finding those were originally designed to be accessible for wheelchairs. And now people are going, hey, it's kind of nice not having to step over the curb there and just kind of walk into your shower.
Yeah, kind of the wet room feel. You don't even have to clean it. It's just because there's nothing there.
You don't have to clean it.
Yeah, well, I guess you have to clean the floor, but you don't have to clean the crevice.
Is that a design trend this year, is that you don't have to clean your bathroom anymore?
Well, anything that eases cleanability is always
a high five for me,
Yes, I'm in charge of being insanely practical at the My Fix It Up Life World Headquarters.
Which is our house.
Exactly. And the color seems to be moving towards gray, both in kitchens and baths. Neutral tones, grays, whites, off-whites, and then accessorized by other colors in the items that are added in.
That's cool.
We're seeing a lot of like bold colors, though. Like here, they're at the Wellborn, but there's a turquoise cabinet at the front of the booth.
The Antigua.
Which is gorgeous. I love it.
It
looks beautiful with gray, too. Is that something that is in the trends, too?
You know, gray seems to go with anything. Mm-hmm. And even in the showrooms, the kitchen and bath showrooms, the appliance displays, it seems like the manufacturers are calling out gray cabinetry and that sort of thing as the style that they're looking for.
And even in your suits.
Even in my suit. Yeah, well, my wife
You're
picked that out,
it.
So I don't get credit for that.
She's on trend.
And you raise a good point for appliances, because we all talk about the walls, the surfaces, the countertops, and then in so many kitchen remodels, there's black, there's white, there's stainless. Is there a new stainless when it comes to appliances?
You know, we've tried new stainlesses, and they get a little traction, and then everybody reverts back to the original stainless. And the original stainless for home appliances was launched in 1947. We don't seem to be deviating from the finish on it, but there are some great new features that the new appliances are offering as far as functionality. There's a tremendous trend to induction cooking, and that's where you're cooking with basically magnetic resonance rather than heat. Now, heat results as the magnetic resonance heats the molecules in the pan, and the pan gets hot, but the cooktop doesn't get hot itself, so nothing bakes on, nothing burns on, it's easy to clean, it's very safe. There are different versions of induction. Originally, induction was offered in traditional burners, the round burners, where you knew where to put the pan. Last year, introducing into the marketplace at the show, were manufacturers that produce full induction cooktops, where there is no particular place to put a pan, there's no shape or size. It adapts to the pan, the shape, the size. So if you put if somebody had a triangle pan and you put it on there, it would make a triangle burner for that.
That is crazy.
Is that magic? I mean, does it get red?
It does not get red. It does not get hot. It's
so
induction.
It's amazing. So you don't even, there's no visual it just creates it.
It just creates it.
And then
magic.
You're frying up your bacon.
Yep.
You take the pan off the burner.
Yeah.
And you put your hand on there.
And it's not hot. It's the only warmth that we'll have is there's going to be warmth from the pan by touching the cooktop.
But it's coming backwards.
It's coming backwards.
The pan.
Yeah. So very interesting.
Wow.
Like I say, that's an easy to clean.
Wow. That is an easy to clean.
That was cool when I invented that.
Steam convection cooking is becoming very popular. It's a very forgiving type of cooking. The convection will crisp and brown, but the steam element in there keeps things from drying out. So you really can't burn anything. And it's a way to cook things quicker because the steam element to the cooking process speeds things up, but it doesn't deteriorate the food like a microwave would do.
Now, is it as fast as a microwave?
In some aspects, it could be very nearly as quick as a microwave. Now, obviously, steam makes lousy popcorn, so don't throw away your microwave yet. But in terms of faster cooking, it can cook things in half the time, but again, with no deterioration, in fact, an improvement of what you might expect even with traditional cooking.
How do those work on a cost basis now compared to microwaves? Like, is there going to be a movement towards this? Because it seems pretty awesome.
Well, there has been a movement towards it. You're seeing more and more manufacturers offer it. 10 years ago, there was one manufacturer in the marketplace. Now you're seeing a proliferation. There's half a dozen manufacturers of that category in the marketplace with some great products, and many of them displayed here at the show today.
Now, I'm thinking about you, like, in your personal world, in your home, in your kitchen. You know, I imagine you've probably had your kitchen renovated at some point.
More than once.
Now, you know what's going on in the industry. You know every single company, what they're doing, what's coming out, who's doing what the new thing is going to be. Like, if you're planning something at your house, do you wait? Like, I know that they're going to be...
Yeah, they're coming out with,
they're coming out with
the
that
next one
in 2015. So we'll have to wait until we put in that new flooring, put in those new cabinets. You know, get a new faucet, whatever it is.
It's
because you're the inside guy.
It's getting to be a little bit like consumer electronics that, you know, you kind of look, you're looking at that TV and you want to buy it, but you wonder what's around the corner at the next CES show.
Yeah.
So we're seeing a little bit of that. Fortunately for the industry, it doesn't move quite at that pace. You know, instead of having 3-minute cycles, we probably have 3-year cycles product development. But yeah, there's lots of things coming up as far as trends towards connected appliances too.
That is so cool.
What's a connected appliance in the 30 seconds we have left?
Yes.
A connected appliance, something you can activate with your digital, you know, smartphone, turn it on, turn it off from a distance, adjust it, that sort of thing.
Well, so I don't even have to get up to make him his dinner.
That's it.
All right. You got me sold.
So text us and cook me some ravioli. I'm starving.
Yes.
I'm hungry for more of it. My fix-it-up life, which we'll speak you more of. Wellborn Cabinets, Booth, and Design Construction Week. Right after this.
Got 1,000 points of light for the homeless man. We got a kind of gentle machine gun man.
It's time to bring beauty back in your next project by Seeing Red. Born to beat the elements, Western Red Cedar is awesome for outdoor rooms, decks, fences, pergolas, and more. Inside, cedar is a sweet choice for hope chests, highlight walls, and woodworking projects, big and small. Stable, chemical-free, and safe, cedar's a natural choice. So bring beauty back to the yard and punch up projects inside the house. For more information and ideas, see red at wrcla.org.
This is a story of a girl.
This is a story of cabinets.
Bathroom. An organization.
The organization and getting your life under control.
Oh,
yeah,
they have that here?
It to a whole new level.
Really?
At Wellborn Cabinets, Cabinet Kingdom.
Oh.
Karen, who's a designer with Wellborn Cabinets.
She's designed everything in this booth.
Which is awesome.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, so compliments. Compliments to you. This is a gorgeous display.
Thank you very much.
You have an actual, like, house inside of the display here, which is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, we do. Actually, it was really cool because we needed to add some space to the booth, and we came up with the concept of instead of adding just more kitchen displays, it was like, well, why don't we show a whole home? We can put cabinetry in it. And so we ended up with this 10-foot by 50-foot space, but you walk in it, and it feels massive. But
yes.
It's so comfortable. It's so livable.
It's beautiful.
It really is.
It's just gorgeous.
And you've got a closet niche in there, which, by the way, you had a few items to style it, and I stole them all.
Well, I was hoping you would be wearing them.
You know, don't dare him. He might.
This closet niche, you open up the doors and the lights turn on.
Right.
You open the drawers, the lights turn on. It's organized. It's calming. It's beautiful. I love it in there. What's your inspiration for that?
Basically, it's my everyday life. Just everyday life. Knowing that when you go into the closet, it's always dark. Like, there's never enough light. There's never enough light planned. Being able to open those doors, see the lights come on, having everything at your fingertips, knowing that, you know, you need organizers, you need to be able to pull out for scarves, you need to have, you know, accessibility to everything all at your fingertips. Because the thing is that most people don't have these huge homes. They really have just small spaces, so it's about maximizing every single inch.
That is so smart.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
And it does that well with horizontal and vertical spaces.
Right.
Yes. I could live in that little house, too. I think we should move in.
I think we should move in.
I think it would be like it's the coziest spot here at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show, I have to say.
Thank you. I think so. You know what's really funny is that sometimes I get surprised myself how well things turn out. And so when I finally got it finished, I looked at it and I was like, this is really beautiful.
I love the bold statement that you're making at the front of the booth, the turquoise. It's so gorgeous. And you know, did it take a little bit of convincing to get everybody to say, okay, go with the turquoise?
Well, luckily my boss, Angela, she was completely on board. But coming through the factory, the guys out there were like, okay, this designer has gone off the deep end. And then when they finally saw it all put together, I had so many guys that were like, wow, this is so beautiful. I can't believe this is what this is. And then when they discovered it was the 57 Chevy color, they were like, oh, yeah, this is great.
That's fine then, too.
Exactly.
You knocked that out of the park. 100 miles an hour, that crosses the finish line first. I really like it. I'm not just saying that.
But we have to
because
to
here's
play.
What it would sound like if I didn't like it.
So you have to go to Wellborn Cabinets, check everything out on their website. Follow them on Twitter. It's Wellborn Cabinets. 1 on Twitter. We do.
Follow us into a break. We're going to be back with more, and it's going to rock. Wellborn Cabinet Food and National Kitchen and Bath Industry Show.
All day, staring at the ceiling, making friends with shadows on my wall. All night, hearing voices telling me that I should get some sleep, cause tomorrow might be good for something. Hold on, feeling like I'm headed for a breakdown. I don't know why.
Got paint prep? Do it the high way, not the hard way, with Hyde's 14-in-1 multi-tool. It scrapes paint, spreads spackle, sets nails, it even cleans rollers. It screws and unscrews just about anything. There's even a bottle opener. Buy it online at Amazon.com.
I'm not crazy, I'm just feeling unwell. I know right now you can't tell. Stay a while and maybe then you'll see a different side of me.
See a different side of us here inside the Wellborn Cabinet booth at Design Construction Week 2014.
Yeah.
We're here with the best in the game.
We are.
Everybody's here.
We're with Color Master. Color Master.
Color Master.
David Bronstad, how are you, darling?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you guys?
I'm doing great.
We're doing really, really well.
You look fantastic, both of you.
Thank you very much.
And really, sometimes that's all that matters.
Oh, you know what? It doesn't matter how you feel on the inside. It's how you look on the outside that matters.
Hello.
Isn't that what our parents taught us?
I'm actually hollow, so, yeah.
He really is. There's nothing
nothing inside. No. There's no emotion, nothing.
We just put an oil can in him every day.
Yeah.
He's like the Tin Man. Exactly.
Now, my wife's a designer. You're a designer. I'm a carpenter. I'm a contractor.
We still love him anyway.
I know about color. I know about knocking pieces of wood together, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But I've spent so much time with my wife talking about design that I now see your wristwear is picking up her neckwear, and then you've got to move.
We're like Wonder Woman.
And there's a whole
thing.
And I might.
We got a whole thing. And you've got the whole.
Well,
you've
got some going on here too. What are you talking about?
You're mixing, the little bling with more subtle.
Absolutely.
It's how you do it, right?
So, when you got the memo earlier, what she was wearing, you picked up on it because what it says on your Facebook page, and I'm glad I looked at it. Is the first word is artist.
Yes.
Not designer, not TV guy, it's not super in shape guy, which I'll talk about jealousy later.
Yes.
Really, look at you. Crazy, you're more better shape than I am. Nerd.
Someone gets $20 sliding this way.
All right.
So I am an artist. I went to art school. I knew nothing about interior design until I entered Design Star and did interior design for the first time on national television. I had no idea what I was doing.
You went from zero to David Bromstad?
Apparently.
That's incredible.
I know. I was up against all these crazy people with masters of interior design and architecture from Yale and Harvard, and I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. But I still kick their butts. So.
So as an artist designer, do you... When I walk into a space and I just feel what it should be, feel what I think it should be, and it's hard to describe in words at first, but you just feel it inside. Do you feel it inside, your soul? You see the textures and the colors?
Absolutely. And when I first started doing Color Splash, because, I'm not a TV person, I really never wanted, not that I didn't want to be on TV, but it wasn't part of my plan. And so our first episode, we're painting the walls gray or some other color, and they're like, well, why is this color good? I'm like, because it's pretty. And they're like, no. You need to know.
That's not a real answer.
Well, because I just did it instinctually.
Yes.
But being on television, now I had to start really educating myself on why the colors look great together, why this texture works with this texture. So I had to really start thinking about it. So it's been a great education. Now I can actually talk about what I love to do. It sounds somewhat smart.
Did you have to go backwards inside yourself to articulate your own emotional impact to a room?
I didn't have to go backwards. I just had to move forwards. And so I really had to do research on, I knew color theory from art school, but not color emotion. why blues make you feel calming and relaxing. Mm-hmm. What are the holistic properties of all of this? Why are people drawn to blues and greens more than they are any of the other colors? So it's something I love being educated on, and I still continue to learn more about it. The more I learn about color, the more I know it's such a huge impact. I mean, it really is. Everyone, look, you wore red for a reason, power color. You wore black for a reason.
She told me to.
But color is such a huge thing in our lives.
Okay, so do people ask you, like, the lame question, what is your favorite color?
It's like asking you who your favorite child is.
Okay,
unfair.
Yes, it is unfair.
Unfair, yeah. And I will not answer it. I'm not going to answer it.
Then the other question that I imagine is a lame question, what color should I paint my house? Do people ask you that just walking up to you because they know you know so much about color?
I'm like, that's a great question. What's your house look like? What part of the country are you in? And what is the rest of your neighbor's houses look like? Do you have a code that you have to stick by? I'm like, okay. Yeah.
But you do get that question, though, don't you? Like,
Oh, no.
Blue.
Literally when I'm doing like a presentation, I have brown walls and a brown couch with brown wood floors. Why is it so brown? I'm like, why do you think it's too brown?
Let's back up a minute. Okay. You just said brown four times.
Exactly.
Okay.
That
exactly.
question is so ridiculous. I might have to take a nap and then come back to the interview because it exhausted me. Why is it brown?
Okay, so as far as like color goes too, you know, there's a lot of like pastels with those like more like navies and those kinds of colors. There's a trend that's on the runways and people are talking about them in furnishings.
Absolutely.
Is that something that you are embracing?
Oh, I pay attention to what's happening in fashion completely because what happens in fashion trickles down into home design 100%. 100%. So I stay very cognizant of colors, patterns, textures, everything that's happening, you know, Paris and Milan and New York, and I try to bring that into my designs earlier just so I'm trending.
So can you say that you have a particular clothing designer that you have an affinity towards? I'm not going to say favorite.
I don't look at just one. I look at them all because they're all so different, and you have to take little bits and pieces because they have their own point of view. But I don't want to look at just their point of view. I want to look at the entire point of view of what's really happening. I mean, everyone's wearing animal right now. You know this, right?
Yes.
You know that's going to be in home fashion here in 2 seconds.
Yes.
I mean, leopard is back.
It is
zebra.
Back. Zebra
I mean,
is
look,
like here.
Who's, oh, yeah, there's, I, yeah. I've seen so many people, and they just are completely doused in animal prints.
Which is kind of...
I love it.
Yeah.
Dying.
It's something that we haven't seen in such a long...
Since the 80s.
Yes.
80s and the 90s.
Yes, holler out to
back.
The 80s.
It's back, and it's back, and I love it.
I'm going to say this twice in this K-Biz. Somebody
I mean,
get Don Johnson on the phone.
Hello.
Oh, my God, you're sporting it right
I'm
there.
I'm totally sporting
you're
it.
You're trending.
You're
trending. Hashtag David Bronstadt.
You're absurd and ridiculous, darling, I have to say.
That's a high compliment.
Yeah.
I love it.
So art school David Bronstadt.
Yes.
Painter, sculptor, like what? When you're home alone... And you've got some time to create. What do you create? What is it?
Well,
or you're ever home alone because you're like
I'm
the
never home alone,
busiest
one.
Guy in show business.
Well, thank you, but no. When I'm home, there's so many other projects I'm working on. I try to get as much paintings out there for my collection. We're also doing a top to bottom furniture collection that's coming out this summer. It's really exciting.
Oh, from where?
From Grandin Road.
Really?
Yeah, so it's going to be super
so good.
And then doing all the great partnerships like I have with DuPont. I'm their color consultant for their Corian and Zodiac solid surfaces. And they have come up with so many really cool colors and really cool concepts. And we're going to take that and we're going to bring it to the next level.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
Wow.
Is there going to be any, like, zebra print in that?
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say it, but I'm going to say it.
I'm just thinking.
I'm saying anything, but...
I'm thinking, maybe just, you know,
maybe just a little
tribal action there.
Oh, that is fantastic. So, when you do have downtime, what do you do?
Sleep, watch TV.
Sleep, watch
get
TV.
Get drunk.
Yeah.
In that order?
Yeah.
Okay. So I want to ask you, though, you know, you talk to people all over the place. You're traveling around, TV shows, the whole thing. Where is, like, the weirdest place you ever got inspired to for like a design concept? Is there a weirdest?
Yes, I actually have a specific one. Do you remember Summer Showdown? It was like a short series that we did on HGTV where two designers go up against each other and redesign a room.
It was a few years ago.
Yeah, it was a few years ago. Anyway, so I was trying to get inspiration for what I was going to do for this room, and I lived in San Francisco. Well, San Francisco is very gray. You know, so it was a very gray day. And this wasn't gray, was just starting to make the comeback. And I noticed that the yellow lines looked really great with all these different shades of gray. So I used that concept for that show, and I ended up winning. So that was kind of a weird little moment. I was looking at something that usually people think would be ugly, and I found the beauty of the color combination in it.
Well, I think that makes you really a true artist.
Well, I am an artist, being able to find beauty in anything.
Like walking around the show floor, is there, in the like minute that we have left, is there anything that you're like, that is killer, like I need to use that in my next project?
I just see so much gold.
Yeah.
I just have to have gold everywhere. Metallic. Love it. I mean,
it goes good with like zebra.
Zebra,
I mean, seriously?
And leopard, gold. Give me a break.
Crazy.
Stop it.
There are like three things. I don't know what happened. There's three layers of phraseology that I have to catch up. I didn't know where
Mark
that was going.
Mark is taking notes.
Like, the look on your face said about 80 different things. I thought you were upset. Then you smiled. Then it was affection. You know what? I'm leaving the show. You know, forget it. We're taking a break.
We are.
David Bromstad, yes. You have got to check this guy out.
Yes, awesome.
Beyond the real deal.
Yes.
Great guy.
Follow him on Twitter.
TV Color Splash.
Yes.
Follow us into a break and follow us out of it. We'll be back with more from the Wellborn Cabinets booth. My Fix It Up Life.
There ain't no reason you and me should be alone tonight, yeah, baby, tonight, yeah, baby. I got a reason that you should take me home tonight.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
With us on My Fix It Up Life.
With my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa, at the Wellborn Cabinets, Cabinet Kingdom.
Cabinet Kingdom, where it cabinets are king.
It is beautiful in here.
Yes.
And we are joined by one of the industry's nicest, most competent, coolest guys that we know.
How am I
going to
follow that? Come
yes.
on.
And I, again...
I should storm off the set right now.
Ed Del Grande, who... You know, master plumber who makes it work. You know, we're looking at all the beautiful things here at the cabinet booth, but behind the walls, if the plumbing's not right, I mean, that's the end of the project, like the end of your everything.
That's
people complain about it, but when it's working well,
And only fellow plumbers could relate to this. Now, our best work gets covered up, and it's really a whole engineered system that's covered up behind the walls that nobody gets to see. Now, you go to the bathroom, the kitchen, you use the faucets, everybody just takes that for granted and thinks, fine, that's how it's going to work. Plumbers, in the back of their head, know that there's probably 10,000 components that need to work to get that shower giving you hot water. You have water heaters to worry about, heating systems. And I'll tell you, in my own house, every time I turn on a faucet, I'm amazed that the plumbing system is working.
So, you know, what we're talking about all the beautiful things here at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show. What's going on behind the walls? Like, what's trending behind the walls? So we know, you know...
I got something even faster than trending, what's going on right now.
Faster than trending.
What's
This is... Now, you prepare for a show.
He's the first one to say, I'm going to outpace trending.
Yes, it's outpacing. Right now, and I will back that up for you. I'll let you know what happened.
Yeah.
I talked to my wife just a couple of hours ago, and she informed me that at our house,
We are now getting blizzard conditions. Ice is coming down. They're worried about losing power. Now, one thing that I'm really happy about is I get to present and talk about Kohler standby power and standby generators. 2 years ago, we took videos, and they're online at kohlerpower.com, kohlergenerators.com. Either one of those two, you'll get there. We put a generator in my house. Now, normally, if I know my wife and my son, hey, you, how you doing? It's a friend of ours from Kohler, and he helps run the show there and get all the products into people's homes. And so anyway, when I found out that the power could go, normally, before I had installed this generator, I'd be a wreck. I'd say, what the heck? I mean, I'm halfway across the country. I can't protect my family. But because of the Kohler power generator that we have in the backyard, it doesn't bother me. And this is what I'm trying to say about Kohler Power. We're not only selling good equipment, we're selling security. And this is the new trend that has to get into people's houses, is they have to realize we're a plugged-in society, weather patterns are changing, and standby generation power is going to be the new wave of the future. And we just changed my presentation to reflect that. So from that one phone call, we were faster than trending with all this new information coming up. And that was the key message of the show.
But you know what, Ed? I have to tell you, we lost power at our house.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, my mom's there with the kids. No power.
She's no longer.
And we don't have a
generator.
Like, that's something Mark and I have been talking about for 2-3 years. We need to get that because it's so important.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when Sandy came through and we didn't have power for a week. And it's so important to have something like that. Yeah.
We were paralyzed. Yes. You can't work. You have food. And you got to find. We were driving around to find the one place I think they had a generator
Yes.
to get like breakfast.
Yep.
Yes.
Getting breakfast took like an hour and a half.
Yes.
When I was younger, when there was a power outage, life was a lot simpler. We would pull out some candles and the board games, and you get through it. It was kind of fun. It's changed now. We're a plugged-in society. A 15-minute power outage can turn your whole world upside down.
Yes.
And what I really appreciate is I get to tell people that the standby generators that Kohler make, they're all affordable now. So a standby power system, you can actually have it installed soup to nuts with the automatic transfer switches, the gas lines hooked up to it. They run on natural or propane gas. You're not doing a thing. It's all automatic. And the whole system, material, labor, landscaping, the average price now is under $10,000. Which is cheaper than a central air conditioning or a heating system. So now they're affordable for many, many houses, and it's never too late to add them to your house.
And the safety and the security and the comfort for your family, I mean, it's huge.
Your neighbors, suppose you have some neighbors, and I think about this all the time now. If you have someone who needs, let's say, special medication that needs to be refrigerated, mm-hmm. elderly people, my mom, you were talking about your parents, your home can now be a safe haven in the neighborhood. And trust me, there is no better feeling than being able to help your neighbors or your family in a pinch. And it's not only the security you're going to have, you're going to save your investment on your homes. Do you know what a frozen pipe setup costs when it splits and you got all this water and the insurance flooding everywhere? This is also an investment for your home that'll pay back, and you'll get it back when you sell it, because now your house is worth more money.
Right, and in terms of disasters that don't happen, and also it can be a profit center, because I would charge my neighbors to put their medicine in. You know, probably hourly. That would make me feel better.
They would expect it too. And then they'd say, your husband, really? I said, no, I'll give your money back. Just go through the process with Mark so he feels good about that.
I do. I have a little ledger. What is it? What's the medicine?
$10 a day. He used to give out neighborhood tickets. Like, he'd write his own tickets, like, you know, you need to put your garbage can away or stop bothering me.
I only really did that to one person who knew what the joke was.
Yes.
But okay.
I can tell you this. If you can keep one of your neighbors beer cold for a week,
yes.
he owes you a big favor.
Kind of huge, I have to say. That's kind of a really important thing.
So for people who don't have generators, you as a plumber,
mm-hmm.
do you suggest shutting the water off at the main and like
well,
if you're
not
going to
there's no safe way to worry about a freeze up or protecting your house other than keeping it going. That's what keeps your house in order, is keeping everything running. You could shut down anything you want, but it is a tough job to completely drain out a house where every bit of water is out of the pipe, so there's not a freeze up. You need compressors, and that's a project in itself. Oh yeah, that you just blow it through with all compressed air, and that empties up the water
that's
lines
how
for you.
Really
that's how you drain a house. You don't just open a valve. You blow out a house when you're doing that with winterizing it. But with a generator, even for a hunting cabin, that could be running all the time because it's automatic. You don't have to be there. And I'm going to pull out my phone, and a lot of people here have their smartphones. Kohler has the OnQ Plus app. you could set that up where I could turn my generator on and off, check all the systems to make sure it's running before the storm, and if I see any issue like low oil or anything, I could email my service rep up there to go and check it out. So it really is an automated system, an automatic system, and it's going to be the wave of the future. Trust me on this, within 10 years, backup standby generation power, especially the ones that Kohler are making, that's going to be the industry standard in building.
I am just floored. I'm absolutely floored.
Yeah, I get to be on a whole cusp of all new technology working with these generators.
So when you started off, you know, in the plumbing industry, mm-hmm. 4 or 5 years ago, because you're such a young man, right? Handsome young man.
I used to be. Well, that I never was.
You know, and how things have changed over the years and changed again and changed and changed. Is your, like, you think about back in the day when you started off, you know, with probably
the Romans.
Yes. I'll tell you right now. One of the biggest changes, toilets. When I was starting off, we had like 5-6 gallon toilets. These things were just water wasters, the big cyclone. Mm-hmm. We're doing more with 1.28 gallons and flushing with more power than those old toilets with 5 gallons. People talk about gas efficiency in cars and how they're getting better, which they are. But what Kohler has done with their toilets, we are at peak efficiency, and especially here in the West and California, where they're counting every drop now. If you could get rid of one of those old 5-gallon water-guzzling toilets, put in one of these new high-efficiency toilets, 1.28 gallons per flush, you could save up to 20,000 gallons of water a year. That's
wow. Ridiculous. Are there lots of 5-gallon toilets still out
Worst
there?
Worst figure in the world. It almost, I want to get frustrated, and that's why I'm glad I could talk about it and educate people.
Good thing we only have 30 seconds left.
50% of the houses in this country are still flushing with toilets that are using over 2.5 gallons per flush.
Really?
Half the people who are listening to me now, half the people in this room need to change to water-saving toilets. That's how drastic and bad the problem is. 50% of the country have not switched over yet.
State of California is in a state of emergency. We're in a state of awesome because you joined us.
At Del Grande.
Check out Kohler Power Generation. Get safe, get prepared, and stay with us. We'll be back with more from the Wellborn Cabinet Booth right after this and more of my Fix It Up Life.
My dad has spent his life looking up at the sky. He just kicked the dust and said the sun's way too high. Loud in the city, the weatherman complains, but where I come from, rain is a good thing. Rain makes corn. Corn makes whiskey. Whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky. My backwater's clogging up, but he's piled up in the truck. We hunt our hunting down. We'll chase them into town. Start washing all the words down the drain. Rain is a good thing.
Rebuilding Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at rebuildingtogether.org.
We'll chase them into town. Start watching all the words down the drain. Rain is a good thing.
Rain is a good thing. Makes me happy. Cleans up the world. Makes the plants grow. When people used to say to me when I was a kid, "Oh man, it's raining," I'm like, "That's what makes the flowers grow."
Aww.
I like that.
That's
I like
so
the
romantic.
Rain. I like running in the rain. That's one of my things. The worse it gets, the more I want to get out there, too.
Yeah, I can see you running around in the rain.
I used to do that. Yeah.
You're crazy.
Big mid-Atlantic thunderstorms come plowing down the Potomac River, and I could see them coming like, this is my time.
You got to go for a run.
I'm going mudding.
Mudding.
I'm going mudding. See, I'm a country boy.
So we're sitting here with Angela, who looks gorgeous.
Who is the opposite of what I just said.
I don't think mud would get near you. You're just so beautiful.
Well, thank you.
Do you ever go mudding?
Do I go mud riding?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Mud running, mud riding, mud.
We had 5 inches of snow in the southern snow jam, you know, last week in Alabama and Georgia, and I slid down some hills in snow, and yes, I was really muddy when I got through.
There's
so we
no
had a blast.
Avoiding it with 5 inches of snow in Alabama.
No.
Once in a lifetime. I mean, maybe twice in a lifetime that we get that much snow, but it was great. School out for a week, you know, kids, you know, we don't have any salt.
you know, equipment. When you get snow like that once in 10 years, you don't, you know, you don't invest in that in the city. So we all shut down and stayed home.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. So we're here at the Wellborn booth. We're looking around all these beautiful new styles and colors and textures, and I'm shopping in my mind, of course. You know, if I had like an electronic shopping cart, I would be putting everything in it right now like I do at home when I sort of play and fantasize about clothes and all kinds of things. What, you know, there's so much to talk about here. Is there a specific finish or style that's new here that you are just so giddy about, like so excited?
Well, to your point, it is about fashion. You know, whether it's clothing that we, you know, accessories that we do. I mean, you look at kitchens and it's color. It's the jewelry with the hardware on the product that is selected that beautifully matches, or the backsplash tile. It has to all work together. You know, what is the most exciting thing that Wellborn Cabin has done this year, I would have to say, is our Colorscapes program. Our Colorscapes program offers a color palette that goes really virtually any color that you want from a selection of three brands of paint decks that are available in the industry, and we will make those for our clients. And you saw the turquoise, which is absolutely, you know, just breathtaking, just shocking. It stops. It's been such an attraction here. So if you want something that bold, or if you want to go into, you know, red cabinets or beautiful plum cabinets or beautiful neutrals, grays are certainly in. And with our program, you can have any shade of gray that, you know, your choice is there for the client. And you know, that is what's exciting, being with the company this year, that we can offer that availability of product to our designers, and they can service their customers. That's been really exciting to talk about at this show. And we previewed it here at the show. This is brand new news and for us to offer.
So you can go to Wellborn online, go log on, and you can find the Colorscapes program. Is that what it's called?
Right. It's called Colorscapes, and we you can choose from a Benjamin Moore, a Sherwin-Williams, a Valspar, any shade in their color deck. You order it by their color number, send it in through our dealers, and we will make a door. And that's the best thing to do first, is make a door and send that to the dealer and the client. We send half a door. We cut it in half. We send half the door to the dealer. The buyer signs off on it. We keep the other half at the factory, and so that when we actually produce the order, that we are producing the color that the client wishes. So
there's no error. There's no somebody types in the wrong number while they're ordering it, and it's supposed to be red and it comes out blue.
That would be a challenge.
Here's your blue kitchen. Yeah, it was supposed to be red.
There does have to be a lot of processes set up, and we are going to be doing a lot of online processes to make sure that we do produce the color accurately. Because when you do offer that much selection, you know we do have a wonderful palette of standard colors, 25 to 30 standard palette of everything from whites to blacks and grays. And, of course, beautiful stains as well. But when you start opening up a selection like that, you really have to make sure you're controlling, you know, that process of ordering and getting the consumer to actually sign off on their order, too. That's very important. So our dealers will need to be doing that, but to make sure that we are, you know, producing the color that the client wants.
Well, I have a question. This is coming from the table saw guy in me, a shop full of tools.
I know. You guys don't get all the color, do you?
We see the world differently, and this is my mission and mantra in life for guys out there, husbands. We're not wrong. We're just maybe not as nuanced, or maybe not as nuanced in our perspective. But we like things, and we can kind of get to it quickly. And one of the things that I enjoy when I go into a room full of cabinets like this here, this detail around the inside of the door. I love the doors. I love the shadow lines and the shapes. So what I'm getting at is any new door profiles that you can share here at Wellborn from this show.
Sure. We, to your point, a lot of detail of door profiling is kind of changing. Now what's really more of the end design is simplicity, transitional. But with that, you know, shaker was in for several years, that straight shaker look. Now it's like, twist that shaker up some. And so what you'll see in our exhibit here at the show is some beautiful styles. They have some nice little simple coves on the inside, but nice radius edges on the outside. Just one simple step as well. The exhibit that you see behind us has a nice little bamboo-type little molding that's been applied. The Antigua door that's louvered, so we've added a lot of different twists and design as well. But the most popular is very much still in the simple styling now. And we've introduced, I think, it's 12 new door styles at this show.
Well, there you go. You got 12 new ones, baby.
12 new ones. We've got louvers from the Antigua, which I knock my socks off.
I did knock your socks off. And you shop differently than I do. You want to get the thing that works and then add the color. And I look at the color, and I want to get the thing that is that color because it just strikes me so.
Join us for more marital nuance.
There you go.
Right after this. Wellborn Cabinet Booth and my fixing up line.
Baby, your song made me want to roll my windows down. Groove you. Yeah, when I first saw that bikini top on us, popping right out of the South Georgia water. Oh, good Lord, she had them long thin legs. Held herself to walk up and said, baby, your song made me want to roll my windows down, cruise down a back road, going top time through the middle, every little time down. You, this brand new Chevy with a lift head, head of a light battle with you up in it. Baby, you were strong, made me want to roll my windows down, cruise with you. She was sipping on Southern, singing by Sparkle. We were falling in love in the sweet out of summer. Hop right up into the cab of my truck and said, vibrate up, let's go get this thing stuck. Baby, you were strong, but made me want to roll my windows down. Cruise down a back road, blowing top time through the middle, every little pop down. You and this brand new Chevy with a lift kit, head of a light battle with you up in it. Baby, you were strong, made me want to roll my windows down, cruise with you. Yeah, when that summer sun fell to his knees, looked at her, well, she looked at me. Turned on those KC lights, drove all night because it felt so right. Her and I felt so right. I put it in park and grabbed my guitar, strummed a couple chords, sang from the heart. Girl, you sure got the beat in my chest bone. Hell, I can't get you out of my head. Baby, you were strong, but made me want to roll my windows down. Cruise down a back road, blowing stop signs through the middle, every little time down.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTru fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTru.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
Brand new Chevy with a lift kit. It looks a hell of a lot better with you up in it. Come on, baby, you were strong. Made me want to roll my windows down. Groove with you. Come on, girl.
And you're cruising back inside my Fix It Up Life with my wife Teresa.
My husband Mark, and we're in Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, Wellborn Cabinet, Cabinet Kingdom.
Yes.
We got the doors open. We're organized.
We are organized.
Or the doors are closed and we're organized.
I wish our house was as organized as this booth.
I get like, there's no mess. Even if there is a mess and it's behind the door, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Because the door's awesome.
It's
I don't
like the
want
mess,
it to be a disaster.
The mess that happened on the way, I've told so many people this story. The mess that happened is when we were packing up the truck to go to the airport. My son, 5 years old, Courtney is with us. She's listening, and she's just
Courtney
like, where
Rogers
are you going with this?
Rising.
I'm an organizational freak, so
yeah.
Keep it going.
Yeah.
I like it.
Our
rising
5-year-old,
design star,
yes.
By the way.
Our 5-year-old, my mom came, grandma's there. 5-year-old wanted to paint with grandma. 5-year-old took a quart of yellow paint and poured it out on the wood floor.
Not kid
as
paint.
As he should, right?
Just as he
That's
should.
What you do with paint.
But nobody found it until he went, took the quart of paint because he thought he should clean it up, put it up, went upstairs to the bathroom, put the paint can in the sink, turned the water on, tried to clean it up, went back downstairs, and then my mother found him and said, "What did you do?"
And
meanwhile,
the tone of voice was not typical from Grandma.
No, not typical for Grandma talking to her grandkids. And he picked out the yellow paint because it's Grandma's favorite color, and he wanted to paint with Grandma. So he put his hands in it, putting, like, handprints on the walls.
It's a custom design.
And then my mother joined in, and she's, like, painting happy faces on the walls in yellow paint. And then we're leaving. So I'm like, just make sure the house is still here when we come home.
And you know what? We'll sand the floor. At this point, the plane's leaving. We got to go.
You got to go.
So, Courtney, you're here at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show, and you're 30 under 30. You're one of the 30 under 30 this year, handpicked. And how did you become one of those people? Like, how were you selected? Because there's, you know, thousands and thousands of designers around the country.
There are a lot. I'm very honored to be a part of the whole 30 Under 30 program. And I've been a member of NKBA since I was in college. I went to an NKBA-accredited university. And so ever since then, I've always, you know, gone to the chapter meetings and stayed in touch with this industry and this program. And 30 Under 30 started last year. That was the inaugural year. And so I had heard about it and decided to apply. And I believe it was last October, got the email saying that I had been selected and, of course, freaked out. So here I am today.
That
so,
is so great. Did you have to,
great.
Like, submit projects? Did you have to write an essay? Like, what is the process?
It's more essay-based. Not every person that's in the program is a designer. So there are people that are in the sales, people that have started their own companies. And so it's more you're the younger generation, you're the up-and-coming generation, how are you going to impact this industry in the future?
Okay.
And so it's trying to find people that are kind of up-and-comers and really trying to make a difference in this field.
Oh,
okay,
fine.
So I want to know, how are you going to impact the industry in the future? Like, what did you say?
The one thing that it was, what do you want to see change about the kitchen and bath industry? And my big thing was, like I said, I went to an NKBA-accredited school, and the one thing I really wanted to take away from this is mentorship between local, you know, kitchen and bath professionals with their local universities, because I feel like just like they're calling me the next generation, the people that are in school now are the next generation. And so, you know, it's just kind of keeping that cycle going. And, you know, I write a blog. I try and stay up on the current trends. And that's actually been a really great way for me to do that. So, you know, changing the world one kitchen and bath at a time. That's what I try and do.
So where can people find your blog? What is it called?
My blog is called A Clear Design. And the CLR is for my initials, you know, just going real crazy with it. But I started it actually, I went to Italy last summer and was writing home to family and friends each day about the things that I was doing and the things I was seeing, and I just forgot how much I enjoyed writing about the things I was passionate about. And so that that led me to starting that, and it's been great so far, great responses so far.
So Courtney, walking around the show floor, looking at new products, are you like in like glee land, like you're
oh,
just
yeah.
like, oh,
of
course. Look at all these beautiful things. I can't wait to use them in my next project.
It is. I keep, you know, snapping photos and everything because there's so much to take in. And so at least when I get home, I can kind of debrief and, you know, make sure I'm remembering everything. And it's overwhelming. I love coming to K-Biz. There's always the best and, you know, the most innovative stuff.
Are you starting to look for reasons to use some of the products that you've seen at the show? Like,
oh, of course.
I can't wait for the day when the call comes and I get to use.
Oh, yeah. You know, there are the clients that they kind of know what they want, and then there are the clients that say, you're the designer, what can you show me, what's new? And, of course, then my eyes just, like, light up because I get to just explore and show them these new products, and that's why they come to us to begin with, you know, because we're the experts, we're the professionals, and they count on us to show them all the latest trends and products. And
is that your favorite kind of client, the one that says, here, I have no roadmap, you're my roadmap?
There's a value to the ones that let you just have free reign over the selections process and all of the finishes that are going to go in there, but then I equally love the ones that maybe it's not, you know, the cutting edge technology and things like that, but the space becomes far more functional for their family after a renovation. So, you know, those projects are just as valuable to me when a space doesn't work for a family and then by the end it does and it's more, you know, efficient for them and it changes the life of how, you know, how they live in their home.
Oh, that's cool. I really like that. Practical and a Ferris wheel in the living room. We have to take a break, though.
Dream big, right?
Oh, dream big. Ferris wheel in the living room. We do have to go. Thank you, Courtney.
No, thank you for having me.
Check out her blog, Clear Design, and we have to go to break. We'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
What am I going to do when the best part of me always you have? What am I supposed to say when I'm all choked up and you're okay and I'm falling to pieces, yeah. I'm falling to pieces. Not alive but the other one breathing. When a heart breaks and we don't take easy. He's available for kids' parties, everybody. You got his heart in my heart and you're one to blame. Took the suitcase, I took the plane. Tried to make sense of a little remains. Left me with no love, no love to my name. Still alive, but I'm barely breathing. Praying to a God that I don't believe in. When I pray, no, it don't pray. It don't break, no, it don't break. What am I gonna do when the best part of me all beats you in? What am I supposed to say when I'm all choked up and you're broken? Yeah. I'm falling to pieces, yeah. I'm falling to pieces. Not alive, but the other one breathing. I pray no one don't break even.
You're back inside my Fix It Up Life and you made it! You made it to the end of our show.
Woo! Yeah!
Give yourself a round of applause.
Yeah!
So check out our videos on YouTube.
Go to myfixituplife.com for projects and inspirations and the email info at myfixituplife.com. And, you know, share your stories, your questions. And don't forget to go to wellborn.com too and check out the new Color Match program because that is awesome.
Check out our blog at myfixituplife.com. You can see pictures right there. Follow us on Facebook. Interact with us.
On Twitter.
Socially.
Yes.
On Twitter. Hey, we're even on Google Plus. Check out a rocking new episode of My Fix It Up Life next time.
On My Fix It Up Life.
Sometimes we agree just to agree. So glad that you're on Google Plus. You are the only people who are. It's kind of like LinkedIn or Friendster. It's like a dead MySpace. I'm glad we recorded this. That's true. You might be just a pretty face looking back at me. You might be an idle conversation piece. You might be another wasted memory, but I'd like to wait and see. You might be first date on a city street. You might be a gift that brings me to my knees. You might be initials carved into a tree, and I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life, into my fix-it-up life. This is my picture of life. Might be just walking up to me. It might be sunrise in a sky blue sea. It might be the holder of my front door key at night. I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. Just a simple love.